I guess you could say the whole sorry business started the night Sam Judge shot Galveston Jones. Earlier that evening, when he'd first shoved in through the batwing doors of Moynihan's saloon and strode across to the bar with his two companions in tow, Jones had introduced himself by name, as if the name was supposed to mean something. In truth, of course, it meant very little. But that didn't stop Galveston Jones from thinking he was the most important man there and behaving accordingly. Standing 6 1/2 feet exactly, he was certainly the tallest of Moynihan's patrons. The tree branch arms extended from his wide sloping shoulders, and the tree trunk legs supporting his considerable weight probably made him the heaviest, too. But build and bluster aside, Galveston Jones appeared to have just the one claim to fame, that of being Galveston Jones. He dressed like an old-time mountain man. He wore his fringed and smeared buckskin shirt over plain hide pants that he tucked into knee-high moccasins. Slung diagonally across his 50-inch chest were a bullet pouch and an ornately decorated possibles bag. He wore his weapons belt high. In back of it, he carried a Green River skinning knife, and tucked butt forward at the front sat two long-barreled, heavy single-action Walker 44s. There was no doubt that wherever he went, Galveston Jones would attract attention, though not always for the right reasons. He was about 40 summers old, with piggy blue eyes, a bulbous red nose, and a shaggy, unkempt beard, the same mouse brown as the long hair that spilled from under his flat-brimmed plainsman hat. His seamed skin had a cured, weathered quality, and his teeth were yellow and gappy. For all of that, though, he sure looked capable enough. In his time, he doubtless really had done half the things he said he had. These days, however, being older, slower, and run into fat, Galveston Jones preferred talking to doing, and he seemed to think the whole damn world wanted nothing more than to hear his apparently endless fund of stories. Until Jones had turned up, the atmosphere in Moynihan's combination saloon and eatery had been cordial, if a mite rumbustious. A wagon train had dribbled in off the Oregon Trail earlier in the day, and the town, a hitherto quiet scattering of clabbered and oil-paper dwellings, which had grown up around Fort Tierney, Nebraska, had come roaring to life. And by the time early evening had rolled around, and Sam Judge and Matt Dury had stepped in off the street to find a table at the back of the place, from which to order chicken pot pie and beer, Moynihan's was already packed to the rafters with local men, off-duty soldiers, percentage girls and know-nothing Easterners in from the wagon train, making the most of what passed for civilization before starting the next leg of their arduous trek to wherever. Sam and Matt had been cooling their heels in the Cornhusker State, following the bloody to-do with some Bronco Apaches down in Mexico. Their last vicious fight with those unsociable redmen had left Sam with a little piece of Apache lead in his left arm, and the pair of them together with a sizable collection of cuts and bruises and other assorted hurts. Once their business down along the Arizona-Mexico line had been concluded, however, and the cavalry officer reunited with the little girl he thought never to see again, the Texans had drifted north and east, allowing themselves to heal a bit before ending up here in Nebraska. Sam was a tall, lean man, 46 years of age, with mild gray eyes, a long, slightly mournful face, and short, thin, and gray-black hair up beneath his round crown of buff-colored Stetson. Up close, he still showed the marks of a checkered career. He was missing the little finger of his right hand. There was some old scar tissue up around his eyes and nose, mementos of 100 desperate fistfights. But just looking at him now, it was hard to believe that he had once been one of the West's most celebrated town tamers, a man Ned Buntline himself had immortalized in more than a dozen dime novels as the Pistol Prince.